This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The state of New Jersey is encouraging its residents to sue the state of New York. Not just encouraging, it's offering incentives to sue. This fight is about taxes. Who pays them to what state? New York tax law says that in most cases, workers have to pay income tax to the Empire State as long as their employer is located there, even if the employees work from home in another state. New Jersey has other ideas. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
During the pandemic, tax attorney Open Weaver Banks worked from her New Jersey home, but still paid income taxes to New York, where her firm was. The rates are similar.
And I didn't think too much of it at the time.
Now she's appealing her New York tax assessment, saying she had to work from home. If she succeeds, New Jersey would ordinarily collect those taxes itself, but under the new policy, taxpayers get to keep half.
This is the first time there's really been an incentive for a New Jersey resident to say, New Jersey should have really had a right to these tax dollars, and I'm going to try to go get it so that I can keep half of it.
Connecticut lawmakers are considering a similar policy, with hundreds of millions in revenue at stake. That could put pressure on New York to change its law, says Jared Walsack at the Tax Foundation.
And maybe to eventually, set the groundwork for a larger legal challenge.
He says the increase in flexible work raises constitutional questions about liability for taxes in multiple states. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.